new iPod to hit the market. 27th of November, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for On News. Apple Land, Soviet United States. A buzz of excitement resonated throughout the undead community today as iPod Necro is scheduled to hit the world market at the break of dawn tomorrow morning. Apple President Steve Jobs said, quote, "We are proud to introduce our first product for undead Americans. In addition to being our third iPod model this year, it's also the first to be able to transmit music to customers without a brain or central nervous system," unquote. The streets of towns all across the nation are spattered with blood and bits of brain tissue as hordes of zombies queue in line to get their iPod Necro. Young undead Glarg Morg, while attempting to crack open the skull of our correspondent, said, quote, "My parents never had this opportunity. When Apple came out with the Shuffle, they didn't have our interests in mind at all. I mean, there's no way we could listen to them," unquote, she somehow said, without having a lower jaw, as it had fallen out. In some places, the normal jostling and bustling for a good place in line became violent. An elite team of necromancers has been called into New York City to stop a mob of zombies that attempted to ravage and consume all non-undead customers. Al-Jazeeb Magaresh, the Bloody Hearted, said, quote, "I really don't like using flame blast spells against the undead, spells that is, nor do I enjoy stopping zombies from doing what nature made them to do, but some of these people are just trying to buy gifts for their undead relatives. Even for zombies, this behavior is unacceptable," unquote. Magaresh then proceeded to torch a zombie that had grabbed the hem of his long flowing robes. He went on to say, quote, "What these guys don't know is we've already put some music that seems to appeal to the undead on these iPod Necros. I mean, the complete works of Cannibal Corpse, these guys are going to fucking love us. The RIAA is too scared to deal with us right now anyway," unquote. Hordes of zombies overseas seem to be rising from their graves as we speak. On the coasts of Spain and France, the first undead have already slipped into the sea and are currently attempting to cross the Atlantic Ocean. Rogue necromancers are opening portals of evil all across the world. When asked why he was using so much magical energy to raise the dead 6,000 miles away from the United States, necromancer Shang Li Cho replied, quote, "Man, if my undead can get me a handful of necro iPods, I can sell them to the poor North Korean zombies on the border. I'll make, like, a shitload of money, and maybe I'll be able to buy some runes that I need to complete a ritual involving a goat and a virgin," unquote. Our correspondent is currently seeking refuge in a local church. This has been Reverend Zimulator for On News. Thank you for suffering.